is the U.S. government assassinating black youth leaders of the Ferguson Rebellion by Kerry Shakabuna Marshall. Who would have ever thought that America's domestic COINTELPRO assassination program of black leaders from the 1960s and 70s, most notably the assassinations of Medgar Evers, Minister Malcolm X, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Fred Hampton Sr., have been revived in the 21st century? Actually, considering the failed FBI assassination plots and attempts from 1990 to 2017 on the lives of national black leaders, Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, we can certainly say that America's domestic assassination program against black activist leaders has never actually ended. It has always been there, like a deadly undercurrent in an apparent calm river surface, deceptively waiting to drown to death anyone who would dare take a swim. So, is it highly probable that Homeland Security is running a domestic assassination program in America that is currently targeting black youth leaders of the Ferguson, Missouri Rebellion with assassination? Emphatically, yes. Recently, the iconic Ferguson activist Edward Crawford died under a cloud of suspicion in what has been described by police as an apparent suicide. Though Crawford's attorney, Gerald Christmas, said of Mr. Crawford, he was not suicidal and was living a normal life like anybody else and was planning a better future. There was nothing that I saw that would drive him to suicide. Likewise, Crawford's family and friends equally found Mr. Crawford's death a shock and hard to believe he killed himself. Edward Crawford was found with gunshots to the head while sitting in his vehicle. The official cause of death is pending the results of an autopsy. Mr. Crawford was an activist leader during the Ferguson Rebellion in 2014. Ignited after the killing of Michael Brown Jr. by former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Mr. Crawford became an iconic figure when the world witnessed the powerful image of a dreadlocked black man, Edward Crawford, wearing an American flag t-shirt, holding a bag of chips in one hand and throwing a flaming tear gas canister away from where women and children were standing. Several other Ferguson activist leaders have died under mysterious circumstances before Mr. Crawford's assassination. In September 2016, Darren Seals was found with his Jeep Wrangler engulfed in flames in Riverview, Missouri, and with gunshots to the head. On November 2014, DeAndre Joshua was found shot in the head and burned inside his car about 75 yards away from where Michael Brown was killed. That is too many similarities, too many common denominators, and too many coincidences for anyone not to consider a domestic government assassination program in full operation. Therefore, the Ferguson deaths must be questioned, investigated, and requited. But the larger question remains, is America's assassinating black activist leaders of the Ferguson Rebellion? From the belly of the beast, at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.